Welcome. You are listening to Our Burning Questions, a professional learning podcast where we love to talk about teaching multilingual learners. I'm your host, Colette Ferron Goodwin, and I'm a resource specialist on the EML team with the Mid-State Regional Bilingual Education Resource Network at OCM BOCES in Syracuse, New York. Thanks for joining us. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this very short Our Burning Questions episode. I have some very exciting news to share with you. I wanted to let you know that the Our Burning Questions podcast will have a new host from here on out, so please join me in welcoming Yasmin Coxa. I would love it if you could please tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, first of all, it is so exciting to be speaking with you and to be joining the BOCES Our Burning Questions podcast. And, you know, I'm really excited about taking on this new role. In terms of my background, currently I'm an adjunct in Columbia University's American Language Program, as well as at LIU's English Language Institute. And so I have been working in higher ed for quite some time now, and my first higher ed gig was at the University of Bilkent in Ankara, Turkey. Wow. And yeah, and since that time, I just, you know, there's just really just something about teaching in higher ed, teaching this level that I really enjoy. And I want to say that in terms of English language teaching, my specialties are really business English, because I do come from a corporate background originally in the entertainment field. And so I really love teaching business English as well as academic English. So I've been able to mesh my previous professional life with this current role as far as being an educator.
So do you have you taught K-12 at all, public school, or is it just—
I have never. Well, okay, I don't want to say that, because my first teaching gig was actually in Tokyo, Japan. And I started off there teaching adults, but then I actually moved into the ALT, an assistant language teacher in K-12 schools. So I do have experience in the K-12 arena, but only abroad, only in Tokyo.
But that's okay. I mean, I think that's an interesting lens to have, mm-hmm. right? In comparison to the K-12 schools here in the United States, specifically in New York State, where we're recording. So I think it's a unique lens that you'll be able to offer really unique perspective. We're very excited to have you. And the purpose of this recording is just a quick intro to, you know, introduce you to all of our listeners and welcome you. So what drew you to working with ELLS in the first place? Do you remember? Can you recall?
Of course I can recall, because it really, like I hear a lot of teaching professionals in this field say, I kind of like stumbled into it. Actually, it was not kind of an initial career ambition. What happened was, I really wanted the experience of living in a foreign country. I really wanted that experience of living abroad, experiencing the culture, you know, for at least a year. And so in order to do that, of course, I wanted a means to support myself. And I discovered that, hey, I can teach English. That's how I can support myself on this adventure. And then, Tokyo was my first destination. And I kind of fell in love with it. I really enjoyed it, and then ended up wanting to continue to do it when I eventually came back to the States. And what kept me in the profession was just a love of I want to say a love of diversity, just a love of diverse languages and ways of being, ways of existing in the world that I didn't have any clue about before I began my journey with this profession.
So you mentioned that you had previous work in the entertainment business. So is that how you became interested in podcasting?
It is definitely not.
Okay.
Right out of college, I did work for a radio station in San Francisco, but I was not on air. I was a board operator, and then I was a morning show producer for the talent. So I was kind of like behind the scenes in that sense. And then I did some more kind of behind the scenes marketing stuff for NBC. So I worked with a lot of talent, but I was not the actual quote unquote talent. So what drew me to podcasting was really a lot of changes happened in 2020. And I actually have a really close friend of mine, and we have a strong interest in talking about goals and achievements and studying different ways to improve our lives in that way. So we decided, maybe we should try and do a podcast. You know, we like a lot of people during that time needed something to do. Okay. Needed something mm-hmm. positive to put our energy into. And we figured, well, you know, some of these tips could be helpful for, you know, other people out there. So why not record? Because we always had conversations every week about our progress with our goals, et cetera. So we said, why not just record these conversations and, you know, make it into a little bit of a show. And so we started doing that using anchor.fm, and our show was called The Empowerment Session. So I believe we have like 2.5 seasons or something like that before, you know, we kind of got back into other things that kind of took us away from that. And so that's actually how I started with podcasting, and then ended up also using it as a way to empower my students' voices at the time, and to make the, you know, to create this kind of really, I want to say, inclusive environment while we were, you know, in that situation where everyone was just learning online, because there is definitely the ability to record with a classmate, collaborate, and just listen to each other. And so, yes, I started actually implementing podcasting in my conversation and listening course at Long Island University, at the Brooklyn campus. That's the campus that I work for. So, yeah. And then from there, just, you know, every year I have done this podcasting project with my students, and, you know, had different twists on it. And this coming semester will be the first time that I will do it actually in person, because it's been part of my online course mm-hmm. since 2020. And now I will be structuring it so that it's, you know, kind of this hybrid situation where, you know, we are in the classroom and listening to podcasts and learning all about the formats and different ways that, you know, they can actually create shows that they, you know, can be proud of while practicing their English.
And that's very exciting. And we actually talked about maybe even doing an episode about that.
Yeah, that would be great. Oh, I neglected to mention the fact that I did a podcast for the conference for the New York for the New York State. This is kind of maybe how we linked up in the first place, and how, you know, we kind of had this discussion about me hosting this program. Mm-hmm. So yes, I thought it will obviously. I grew into having like a really strong interest in podcasting. And so I thought it would be a really great way to spread the word about the conference and to get people, you know, more interested in terms of attending the conference, maybe people that hadn't considered attending before. due to kind of listening to the variety of keynotes, doing episodes. I think I was doing it once a month at some point. Okay. And then did it a few more per month as we led up to the conference. But it was just really great for me to be able to interview so many really leaders in this field and to kind of hear their backstories, you know, how they got started and then what fueled their current interest and, you know, what they're doing in terms of the field. And so, yeah, so there we go. It's been kind of an interesting ride in terms of these different podcasting projects. And I'm really thrilled about this one.
And what maybe you didn't mention, and maybe our listeners don't know, is that you were also the VP of the conference.
Oh, yeah.
Your state TESOL.
How do I? Yes, I neglected to mention, yes, that was my role on the board of NICE TESOL, was as the VP conference, which was, again, part of what makes that experience really great is meeting so many dedicated professionals, you know, to kind of bring them together. And my main goal there was to provide, as I mentioned earlier, you know, a big fan of diversity, diverse ways of being, existing, and, you know, and thinking about things. And right. So that was really my vision for the conference, was to be able to bring in as big of a variety of voices as I possibly could. And so I'm just really happy that was able to happen, that, you know, I was able to bring in such passionate leaders in this field from all walks of life, from all areas. And it was just really, really energizing.
It was energizing and empowering. You had some amazing speakers that were just out of this world. Dynamic. Just
dynamic. So, thank you. Great.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome. And what better way to use that role and use the podcast as a platform to share that out? There's so much possibility with podcasting. We are very fortunate to have you with us. And just so our listeners know, Yasmin will be our voice of the Our Burning Questions podcast. Once again, Yasmin, welcome. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for some new episodes coming in the new year.
That's right. Get ready. Get ready for the burning questions that I will be asking on this podcast.
The Our Burning Questions.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Yasmin.
Okay. Thank you, Colette.
Thank you for listening today. If you would like to learn more about the brilliant guest we had on today's episode or any of the resources we discussed, please visit the Mid-State Auburn webpage. This podcast is produced by Mid-State Auburn at OCM BOCES, and our theme music is Catalyst from Purple Planet Music. We hope that you'll tune in next time for more of Our Burning Questions.